As a culture, we've gotten better at being open about our physical health, but mental health remains for many a taboo subject. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're talking about National Mental Health Awareness Month.
Support for Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine comes from UK Healthcare, recently designated a comprehensive stroke center by the Joint Commission, the highest honor they bestow and the only institution in Lexington to receive this designation. Details, ukhealthcare.uky.edu.
I recently sat down with Ann Bassoni and Terry Weber, two health professionals here at the University of Kentucky Work-Life Program, to talk about the stigma that some feel regarding mental health, stumbling blocks in the way of diagnosis and treatment.
I think there's been improvements, but I definitely think there's still a stigma about it. And I noticed that just when I talk to people, they come in and, you know, I had one woman whose daughter attempted suicide and she didn't want anybody to know. And she got connected through NAMI with the family group program that they have.
And what is NAMI?
NAMI is the National Alliance for Mental Illness, and they have a really great group here in Lexington. You can find them at NAMI Lexington. And they have a family group for people who are living with loved ones who have mental health issues. And she went through that program, and it really helped her, and she met some other people. And through that, she started talking about it more. And the more she talked about it, the more she found someone would say, oh, yeah, you know, I've had this experience too. Or, you know, my daughter completed suicide. So by talking about it, when you take that chance, oftentimes you'll find that other people have had similar experiences or know someone with some similar experiences. But asking for help is still a very difficult thing. And a lot of times people will wait for a long time and really have to hit, an emotional bottom before they'll ask for help.
Terry and Annie tell us that as America ages, there's a particular demographic group that is seeing a sharp increase in depression and thoughts of suicide.
As we get older and realize our bodies aren't doing what we want to do and we're not able to keep up with what we want to keep up with, a lot of depression sets in. Suicide is quite a high rank.
Highest growing group of people is senior males that are now attempting suicide more frequently.
This is an epiphenomenon of the silver tsunami that we've talked about before.
Right. As the baby boomers grow older, they're realizing they're just not the opportunities they have. Depression sets in.
UK WorkLife has a month-long schedule of mental health awareness events, and you can see that at our website, wuky.org. You can also see a link to the local chapter of the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.